chưa muôn lối có em bên mình. You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and brown, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and brown.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. It is still pledge drive here at KFAI, and you can do so in a few ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or at your earliest convenience, or anytime you'd like, you can also do it online at kfai.org. The Filipino American National News is the longest running weekly Filipino American radio show being produced in the entire United States. We love to bring you music from both the Philippines and artists globally, as well as from Europe, Canada, and the United States, along with bringing you diverse guests from the likes of names from the NBA, such as Coach Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat, who has been a multiple-time guest here on the Filipino American National News, as well as the National Hockey League, where we've had guests as Minnesota Wild's alternate captain Matt Dumba, along with the Robertson brothers, Nicholas Robertson of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and his older brother, NHL All-Star Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars. We've also interviewed grad transfer and captain of the University of Minnesota men's basketball team, Taurus Samuels, along the likes of comedians such as Joe Coy and J.R. DeGuzman. But we also have some of the great leaders here in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota as guests as well. And we have some two interviews coming up in the near horizon. One we are taping midweek, and one, if everything goes as planned, will be live next week for our show. And that one that we'll be doing live next week is with Dr. Bernard Cabral, who is the president of the Foundation of Philippine Medical Missions, who recently got back from the Bantayan Islands in Cebu, where they provided medical, dental, and optical services for the people of that area. Dr. Cabral has been doing medical missions in the Philippines for some time. I believe we had Dr. Cabral speaking on the show many, many moons ago. But it's always great to have Dr. Cabral back on the show to discuss some of the great work that he's done in the Philippines for the people out there. We are also going to be taping an interview midweek with Phil Minnesota Associate President Alice Flores, along with Joy Granda of the Phil Minnesota Association, as they too were also in Cebu, specifically Poblacion Santa Fe, Cebu, for the Phil Minnesota Association Global Outreach Program. And we'll discuss with them as well about their work that they did for the people of Santa Fe. And just a reminder to our listeners, if you're looking to make a pledge here for the Filipino American National News or any of the other great shows here on KFAI, you can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it via the web at kfai.org. But for right now, we're going to head over to the news desk. The recent assassinations of Philippine governor after an assault in broad daylight in which 8 other people died has once again recalled the violence against politicians in one of the most dangerous countries in the world to practice this profession. Roel Damago, the governor of the province of Negros Oriental, is the first governor assassination since 2007 in the Philippines, but it already is the 17th politician to die in the country so far in 2023. His murder has shocked the country due to its violence and wily dissemination, appearing in a video published by various local media and social media that, recorded by security cameras, reflects what happened on March the 4th. At that time, Damago was celebrating a charity day at his residence in the city of Pamplona on the Isle of Negros, a day when it later seemed no coincidence that 5 of the 6 members of his security team did not show up to work. At 9:30 a.m., shortly after the start of the event, surveillance cameras recorded how a group of people armed with assault equipment entered through the door of the residence, and one of them talked with a member of the governor's entourage. Suddenly, the armed man fired several shots at Damago's colleagues, while the others riddled the citizens who were waiting their turn to see the governor, who was shot dead along with 8 other people. His aggressors fled after the scene in several cars. The events shocked the public in a country with one of the highest levels of violence against the political class in the world, even higher than those of the nations with the most murders in general, such as Mexico, Colombia, South Africa, or Brazil, according to data collected by the Frankfurt University professor Peter Krusner. The Philippines is one of the most dangerous countries in the world to do politics, says Krusner to the EFE, who published in 2021 an investigation, one of the most detailed that exists in this area, on violence against politicians in the country, where in the past 5 years, an average of 120 politicians a year were assassinated. A violence highly targeted by politicians that is out of tune with the general indices. While in Mexico or Colombia, the general homicide rate was higher than 25 per 100,000 inhabitants in 2021, the Philippines registered 4.4 murders per 100,000, according to the latest available World Bank data. However, that same year, 14 more politicians died violently in the Philippines of 110 million inhabitants. Then in Mexico of 126 million, according to data from Kreuzer and the Mexican consultancy Eckelhardt. Two of the main suspects in Damago's murder are the former governors of Negros Orientales, Henry Taves, and his brother, Rolfo Taves, accused by the prosecution of being behind the other murders of politicians. After two of those detained during the investigation claimed to have been paid by one of their brothers to kill the governor. Damago's murder is not the only recent one. 2 weeks earlier, on February 19th, the deputy mayor of Apri in Cayagan, north of the island of Luzon, where Manila is, was murdered along with four other people while traveling to the capital with a delegation of his team. Again, the suspects are also political rivals, competing for the same business, according to the police. Struggles for power, for local businesses, for power and influence are behind the vast majority of assassination against politicians, a Filipino academic who prefers to remain anonymous told EFE. The Philippines, where 80% of current governors belong to a political dynasty, is one of the countries in the world where clans perpetuate themselves in power more easily, including great political and economic power for decades, according to the last year's study by Ronald Mendoza, a dean of Ateneo de Manila University. In the Philippines, federalism reigns. Political dynasties do not want to lose power, the academic said, adding that when a member of a clan is killed, the retaliation is usually that the rest of the clan is limited entirely, if possible. A violence between clans, often related to each other, that evokes mafia networks and undermines the already deteriorating democratic fabric of the Philippines in recent years. And for right now, we are going to go play a song from the artist Glock 9, who recently has been touring as part of a 25th year anniversary. He's been recently, I believe, performing two shows in, I believe, Skokie, Illinois, one last week, and I believe one this week as well. This is a collaboration that he has with Bishnu Panaru, and the name of this song is entitled Sayo.
Good son.
Kusa, Shaka.
Hella bad.
Bakit mo kailangan ang gawin ang kinang ng iba at ng pare basagin na ka. Latan na, hindi mo dapat basahi. Pangarap ay harangahin, hanapin mo lang palagi yan sa'yo. Sa'yo, sa'yo, sa'yo. Sa'yo, sa'yo, hanapin mo lang palagi yan. Islap ng bituin sa dilim, ikaw ang siya nakakita kahit lahat tumingin. Iba ang iyong palasa kahit lahat tumikin. Di kailangan ng apoy kung may papakuluin. Gawin alin, sundin, diin, bitin. Kahit ilang pusing, aabutin pa rin. Di man ako umiinom, ako'y laging lasing. Sa pag-isip kung paano pa ako gagaling. Kahit walang sakit, di humihit-hit. Ang mga hit ay palaging dikit-dikit. Gipit-gipit, ilit kasi di maliit. Ang kita malinis na para kang bagong gupit. Basta't huwag magpaagabyado pati na sa sarili. Mahirap mawili, lalo na kung hindi ka si Willy. Ano mang dapat gawin, galingan mong maigi. Kung maghahalo ng simento ka pala ng haligi. Let's go! Bakit mo kailangan ang gawin ang kinang ng iba at ng pare basagi na ka. Latag na, hindi mo dapat basahi. Pangarap ay harang dahil hanapin mo lang palagi yan sa'yo.
Hirap pababa ng mga tao para lamang umangat. Kung laging natatalo, madalas ka lang manalo. Huwag kang panghinaan ng loob. Agalaga ang parating ang mga panahon na di mo napansin. Para sa iyo ang pagkakataon pagkakataon na to. Gawin mo lagi ng balansi ang bato. Masitahin mo lang maigit para o tumatik mo makuha yung para sa'yo. Kunin mo wag makulit, pakita mo sa kanila kung gano'ng ka ba kalupit.
Kalupit, kalupit, pinapalamigan.
Ang mga nag-iinit na matang nakasilip sa atin para manghusga. I don't wanna believe it, you know. Yeah, people come and they go. Sa panahon ngayon lahat na lang ay 20 years old. Alam mo na ngayon kung bakit magkakaiba ang topic ng mga nakapuntuan mo na tao. Pero ang tanong
mo, bakit mo kailangan agawin ang tinang ng iba at lang para'y basahin na ka. Latag na hindi mo dapat basahin. Pangarap ay harangahin. Hanapin mo lang palagi yung sayo. Sayo.
And that was Glock 9 featuring Bishnu Panru with their song Sayo. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities and along on the web at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks, and you can also download the KFAI app via Google Play and the Apple Store. Just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI, and you can support the efforts of the Filipino American National News in one of two ways, via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it online at kfai.org. A lot of times here on the Filipino American National News, we love to talk about the culinary food scene here in Minnesota when it comes to Filipino cuisine. But guess what? There is also Filipino cuisine making some noise in Minot, North Dakota. And this comes from the Minot Daily News. Jen and Ernesto Maximo have brought a new concept to the community of Crosby. On Tuesday, the Maximo will open North Dakota's only Filipino restaurant in the state in Crosby. Jen Maximo is a speech therapist at Divide County High School who moved to Crosby in 2014 from Laguna, Philippines, and her husband Ernesto Maximo, a medical lab scientist originally from Bulacan, Philippines, moved to Crosby in 2016. The couple's story began when Jen was 8 years old and Ernesto heard her singing at an event in one of the convention centers in the Philippines. He and his father were at the event and he told his father, "That girl is singing, will be my girlfriend." When the pair was in high school, Ernesto heard Jen sing once more and fell in love all over again. Ernesto had begun his career in California and later moved to Crosby to be with Jen. The two have been married 7 years and have 2 sons, Sebastian and Nicholas, for whom the restaurant is named. The Carinderia by Seb and Nick, or Cafeteria by Seb and Nick in the English translation, will open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., except for Saturdays when the restaurant will be open from 6 p.m. to midnight. The community gets to experience the authentic flavors of Filipino cuisine. It makes us, as Filipino people, proud of our roots. We wanted to give a voice to the Filipino food because we have so many islands and over the years of colonization from various different countries that have influenced us. Not just speaking about the U.S. and the influences from Spain, but also speaking on the British, the Indian, the Malays, the Indonesian, the South Pacific Islanders, the Chinese, who are massive trade partners, and Mexico as well. We find all those speckles of influence throughout our food. Having a Filipino restaurant will teach our guests the beauty and diversity of our culture in terms of the food and getting people really excited about it, said Jen Maximo. Saturday night at the Carinderia by Seb and Nick will be fun and entertaining with her students, she said. As a singer and voice coach, she expects to have many family-centered Saturday nights. The restaurant will have karaoke and an open mic atmosphere, and Jen Maximo and students sometimes will perform. Filipinos love music and food, and it's nice to share this with our community, she said. The Maximo family has settled into a location of Crosby's former longtime cafe, the Red Rooster, which shut its doors after 31 years in September of 2021. In a nutshell, Jen Maximo said, because her family tired of traveling hours on end to eat decent Filipino food, they decided to open their own place, and the owners of the former Red Rooster ended up leasing them the space. There are at least 7 to 10 Filipino families living and working in Divide County as medical professionals and teachers. We are very happy to have received many compliments from not just the Filipinos in the surrounding communities, but everyone else, telling us how excited they are to try some Filipino food. It's a lot of pressure on our part, of course, but we're making sure the quality standards are top-notch, Jen Maximo said. Some menu items include chicken adobo, the Filipino national dish, and the couple's favorite, which essentially is a type of chicken stew that has a tangy, sweet, and savory flavor. It has vinegar, coconut milk, and soy braised chicken with garlic, Jen Maximo said. Sourness is a very Filipino thing because of the role it plays in terms of fermentation, preservation, and pickling, she said. Also because of how we see the gesture of eating a meal together. In the Philippines, when you greet someone, instead of saying, "How are you?" it's always, "Have you eaten?" I think it's a very Asian trait where we are very generous with our food. And I think because Filipinos are very hospitable, Filipino food is diverse. So while experimenting with Filipino flavors and food, be open to trying new things. At the end of the day, Filipino cuisine remains largely undiscovered, and I've made it my mission to help Filipino cuisine get the recognition it deserves, Ernesto Maximo said. Ernesto has left the medical field to pursue his family's new adventure full-time. Jen will continue at Divide County School and also serve and operate the Carinteria by Seb and Nick. And that was from the Minot Daily News. And good luck to both Jen and Ernesto on their restaurant endeavor. But for right now, we are going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist named Rain. And the name of this song is Rain Drops, or otherwise known as Raining Sorrow.
That I can't, it's like a raindrop falling. hand shut inside a box where I can't see the light, and it don't seem that I want to get out. The people who have loved me so are in places that I do not know, and it don't seem that I really want to shout. Sorry, forgive me, but I don't know who I am. I used to have loved you, but now it seems that I can't. It's like a raindrop falling. Where I cannot console feelings that I do not know. The person that I used to be is lost inside reality. Now wish that I think.
And once again, that was Rayanne, aka Rainy Sorrow, with her song Raindrops. Just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFEI. Can you make a pledge to the Philippine American National News in one of two ways? Via the airwaves at 612-375-9030. The phone lines, or online at online at KFEI.org. And we're going to end the show with a song from the artist Vanessa Hudgens. This is from her days back when she was a starlet on the High School Musical scene with then-boyfriend Zac Efron. This is from High School Musical 2, and this is her song with Zac Efron, Gotta Go My Own Way. Stay tuned for sound effects.
I gotta say what's on my mind. Something about us doesn't seem right these days. Life keeps getting in the way. Whenever we try, somehow the plan is always rearranged. It's so hard to say, but I gotta do what's best for me.
KFAI is proud to present Wax Taylor at the Fine Line on Wednesday, March 22nd. An independent producer recognized internationally, Wax Taylor has become one of the main defining figures of the electro hip-hop scene over the course of 20 years. Wax Taylor is touring behind his new album, Fishing for Accidents. Philadelphia duo Cuff Knotts and Christina Lise opens the show. Tickets for Wax Taylor can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com. More details.
Fresh Air Community Radio.